This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A Fulton County man was found guilty last night in Mountain View of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a neighbor. The jury of 8 women and 4 men returned the verdict last night around 8 o'clock after deliberating for just over 2 hours. The thorough and convincing case of prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden against 63-year-old Richard T. Gordon drew the maximum sentence of life plus 15 years. The 15 years because a gun was used. The prosecution took the jury through a road and land dispute between Gordon and his victim, Joseph Clifton. Prosecutors also showed Gordon had done things to menace the couple over a period of time before it culminated with a Vietnam War veteran shooting Clifton 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol, a shooting that occurred with Clifton's 2-year-old son sitting in the back seat of the car where the killing occurred. Once the guilty verdict of first-degree murder was handed down, it only took the jury 10 minutes to decide on the maximum sentence. The case was tried in Stone County on a change of venue after a first trial ended in Fulton County with a hung jury failing to overcome an 11-1 vote of guilty. For the third time this year, the Southside Christian Academy inside the Southside Assembly of God Church on Heber Springs Road has been entered and vandalized. Police say this time over $10,000 in damages were caused by the culprits and major felonies committed. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said there was damage to computers and other school equipment, windows, and other parts of the building. In the 2 previous burglaries, money was stolen. State auditors say the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department's legal division employees were paid nearly $74,000 for over 2,500 hours that they didn't actually work over a 2.5-year period from July 2007 to December 2009. State auditors say they were told that employees were allowed to take 4 hours of paid time off every 3 weeks on a rotating basis. The auditors say the practice was ended by senior department officials in September 2010 when they were informed of it. Independence County lead investigator on the Andrea Lynette Davis assault case said this morning he interviewed the victim Thursday afternoon at a Little Rock hospital. The 22-year-old was attacked early Sunday morning outside the White River Country Club at Southside. She was attacked and severely beaten apparently after she had gone out back of the building to get a breath of fresh air. Davis was rushed to a hospital and treated locally in the emergency room, then transferred to UAMS in Little Rock. Sergeant Mike Mundy said he is now taking information from that interview and will be conducting other interviews with other persons in the next couple of days. Davis remains at UAMS. An account has been established in her name at the Citizens Bank of Batesville to help the family with medical expenses that mount each day. A Jonesboro man told police early this morning that he was beaten by 3 individuals after he got into an altercation with them at the B-Rock Access near Cushman. 40-year-old Michael Dolan Hill said at B-Rock he met a local man and 3 females and they were all drinking. Hill told police that shortly after midnight, he got into a verbal argument with a man when he questioned his sexual orientation. Hill said the man and 2 of the women started beating him with sticks of some kind. He said they left him lying on the ground. When he came to, he drove himself to a friend's residence, and his friend drove him to meet an ambulance and get to the emergency room of the White River Medical Center. And Arkansas State Police may have a lead in an incident in where a man tried to kidnap 2 young girls near Viola. Investigators say yesterday morning, 2 9-year-olds were playing outside a home on U.S. 62 in Fulton County when a man tried to lure them into his pickup truck. State police described the suspected kidnapper as a heavyset white male with brushy red hair. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.